Lesson 16. John Blake was accused of stealing an exhibit, a pendant, from a museum. He and his friend, Mary Green, decided to find the pendant and its thief. They went to Anthony Fawcett, a collector of old things. While Fawcett was telling them about the pendant, John noticed the photograph of Scarface on the table. Anthony Fawcett got angry and rude when he saw John looking at the photograph. He told them to leave. It was pitch dark in the garden. Suddenly, Mary heard a noise among the bushes. She thought it was a man. She thought that the man was watching them, looking at everything they did. He was watching them, and he followed them, and he overheard them.
I know what watch means. To watch is to look at something happening. But can you explain what to overhear means?
Of course, Kathy, I can. Listen.
You know, Florence thinks a bit too much of herself.
Yes, and she is ugly and stupid too.
Shh! I think there's someone outside the door. Open it.
Ah, Florence, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Talking about the weather.
Talking about the weather? I heard you. You were talking about me. I heard every word you said.
You mean you overheard us?
Yes, I overheard you. And now I know how ugly and stupid you think I am. What good friends I have.
I see. If I'm talking to someone and someone else happens to hear what I'm saying, he overhears.
Quite right. The man in the bushes was watching them, and he overheard them.
It's a man.
A man?
Yes, I'm sure it's a man. He's among the bushes. He's following us.
We're being followed.
And we're being watched. We're being watched from the bushes by a man.
It's a cat. We're only being watched by a cat.
We're being watched by a man.
Ridiculous.
We're being watched. We're being followed. And we're being overheard.
We're being overheard by a cat.
We're being overheard by that man in the bushes.
Where?
There.
You're wrong. It's a cat. I'm sure it's a cat. It's a big cat.
Let's hurry back to the car.
All right, then.
Hurry, hurry.
I am hurrying.
Wait for me. Here's the car. Oh, thank goodness. Get in.
You get in first.
All right.
What's the matter?
Something on the seat.
What?
Strike a light. Quickly, strike a light.
I'm looking for my cigarette lighter. I can't find it.
There's something there.
Where?
On the seat of the car. It moved. It's alive.
Something alive on the seat? Is it a cat?
No, it's not a cat. Strike a light.
When they got to their car, Mary found something on the seat. Strike a light, she said to John. Strike a light.
Oh, I've fallen down. Ouch, my leg.
It's pitch dark. I can't see you.
Come on. Oh, help me. My leg.
Wait a minute. It's so dark I can't see you. I must strike a light.
Have you got any matches? Strike a match.
The wind's blown it out. I'll strike another match.
Strike a light. Use your cigarette lighter. Oh, my leg.
Just a minute. You are right. The wind can't blow the cigarette lighter out. Oh, blast, it's out again.
And what did they see when John struck a light? Did they see what was on the seat of Mary's car?
There's something there.
Where?
On the seat of the car. It moved. It's alive.
Something alive on the seat? Is it a cat?
No, it's not a cat. Strike a light. Oh, it's a snake.
I know it's a snake. Look at it. It's watching us. It's alive. Don't move.
I'm not moving. Do you know anything about snakes?
Some snakes are poisonous.
I know some snakes are poisonous. Is this snake poisonous?
I don't know.
I touched it. Ooh.
It was put in the car by someone.
It was put on that seat.
But who put it there?
Ah, there he is.
Mr. Fawcett.
So you found him. You found my snake.
Yours, Mr. Fawcett.
Mine.
So this is your snake, is it?
My pet snake. I keep unusual pets, I told you.
You keep very dangerous pets.
I said I keep dangerous pets.
Is this snake dangerous? I said, is this snake poisonous?
I'm being asked too many questions.
Take that snake away.
You're wearing thick gloves.
Yes, I am. Thick gloves are being worn this year.
Why are you wearing thick gloves?
Because I keep a snake. I keep unusual pets.
The man with the scar. What about him? Is he one of your dangerous pets?
I beg your pardon?
Who is the man with the scar?
So on the seat of the car was a snake. It was one of Anthony Fawcett's dangerous pets. Snakes are dangerous animals. Snakes are poisonous.
Poisonous?
Oh, don't you know what that means? Listen.
Oh, no! Don't drink out of that bottle.
Why not?
Can't you see the skull and crossbones on it?
I can see the skull and crossbones. So what?
They mean that there's poison in the bottle. There's something in the bottle that's poisonous. You might die if you drink it.
I want to die.
Oh, no, no! What are you doing? Are you completely mad? No!
Don't be so frightened. I put whiskey in the bottle. I wanted to frighten you.
Oh, you succeeded.
Mary and John found the snake on the seat of Mary's car. They were terribly frightened. Suddenly, Anthony Fawcett came out. John asked him about Scarface. But Anthony Fawcett didn't answer.
But he did answer. He said, I beg your pardon.
Well, that's not a real answer. Listen.
Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me what the time is, please?
Huh? What?
Could you tell me what the time is, please?
I beg your pardon.
Tell me what the time is, please.
I beg your pardon.
What's the time?
Oh, the weather is fine. Yes, it's lovely.
Oh, the old gentleman couldn't hear well. So you say, I beg your pardon when you don't understand what the other person says?
That's right. You say, I beg your pardon, or you can use the short form, pardon. That's also...
Ow! Oh, I beg your pardon. I trod on your foot. I didn't mean to.
That's all right. But your apology is not all right. If you tread on someone's foot or you bump into someone on a bus or a tram, you have to say, I'm sorry. Or you can use the short form, sorry. If you want to be very polite, you say, I'm so sorry, or I'm awfully sorry.
I'm awfully sorry, then.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
So, these are the answers to an apology. That's all right, or it doesn't matter.
Yes, what a clever girl.
I beg your pardon?
I said, what a clever girl.
Oh, I heard it all right. Only I wanted to hear you say that nice sentence again.
You were naughty, Cathy.
Yes, I am. Excuse me, Tom. By the way, when do you say excuse me?
You say excuse me when you want to inquire about something. Excuse me, could you tell me the way to Westminster Abbey? Or, excuse me, could you tell me the time? You can say, excuse me, for instance, on a crowded bus when you want to get off, but somebody is standing in front of you. If anybody is sitting in your seat in the theatre, you say, excuse me, I'm afraid this is my seat. Of course, you also use excuse me when you want to apologize. For instance, excuse me for being late, or excuse me for not writing earlier.
I see. It's quite clear. Well, John said, the man with the scar, what about him? Is he one of your dangerous pets?
Yes, you have a good memory.
And Fawcett answered, I beg your pardon. He didn't hear what John had said, or perhaps he heard, but he didn't want John and Mary to know he had heard.
Very good, Kathy. You are improving very quickly. So now... Exercise your English. Exercise 1.
Listen to the example.
Someone is watching them.
They're being watched.
Listen, speak, listen.
Someone is watching them.
They're being watched.
Someone is following them.
They're being followed.
Someone is asking them.
They're being asked.
Someone is hurrying them.
They're being hurried.
Someone is calling them.
They're being called.
Someone is disturbing them.
They're being disturbed.
Someone is deceiving them.
They're being deceived.
Someone is using them.
They're being used.
Someone is chasing them.
They're being chased.
Exercise 2. In this exercise, listeners, you're going to practice what to say if you don't understand or hear part of a sentence properly. Listen to the example.
Mr. Boodle's waiting upstairs.
Who?
I beg your pardon. Who's waiting upstairs?
Listen, speak, listen.
Mr. Boodle's waiting upstairs.
Who?
I beg your pardon. Who's waiting upstairs?
He's coming here tonight.
When?
I beg your pardon. When's he coming?
There's poison in that bottle.
What?
I beg your pardon, what's in that bottle?
John's going by plane.
How?
I beg your pardon, how's he going?
The fruit cost 50 pence.
How much?
I beg your pardon, how much did the fruit cost?
Mary's worried because John's late.
Why?
I beg your pardon. Why is Mary worried?
Miss Haverill lives in an old house.
Who?
I beg your pardon. Who lives in an old house?
The snake was in John's car.
Where?
I beg your pardon. Where was the snake?
Exercise 3. Listen to the example.
It was put in the car.
But who put it there?
Listen, speak, listen.
It was put in the car.
But who put it there?
It was thrown out.
But who threw it out?
It was torn.
But who tore it?
It was given to the museum.
But who gave it to the museum?
It was worn.
But who wore it?
It was taken outside.
But who took it outside?
It was returned.
But who returned it?
It was stolen.
But who stole it?
It was started.
But who started it?
It was stopped.
But who stopped it?
And now here is our story once again. John and Mary were going back to their car. Suddenly they heard a noise in the bushes.
It's a man.
A man?
Yes, I'm sure it's a man. He's among the bushes. He's following us.
We're being followed.
And we're being watched. We're being watched from the bushes by a man.
It's a cat. We're only being watched by a cat.
We're being watched by a man.
Ridiculous.
We're being watched, we're being followed, and we're being overheard.
We're being overheard by a cat?
We're being overheard by that man in the bushes.
Where?
There.
You're wrong. It's a cat. I'm sure it's a cat. It's a big cat.
Let's hurry back to the car.
All right, then.
Hurry, hurry.
I am hurrying.
Wait for me. Here's the car. Oh, thank goodness. Get in.
You get in first.
All right.
What's the matter?
There's something on the seat.
Huh?
Strike a light. Quickly, strike a light.
I'm looking for my cigarette lighter. I can't find it.
There's something there.
Where?
On the seat of the car. It moved. It's alive.
Something alive on the seat? Is it a cat?
No, it's not a cat. Strike a light. Oh, it's a snake.
I know it's a snake. Look at it. It's watching us. It's alive. Don't move.
I'm not moving. Do you know anything about snakes?
Some snakes are poisonous.
I know some snakes are poisonous. Is this snake poisonous?
I don't know.
I touched it. Ooh.
It was put in the car by someone.
It was put on that seat.
But who put it there?
Ah, there he is.
Mr. Fawcett.
So you found him. You found my snake.
Yours, Mr. Fawcett.
Mine.
So this is your snake, is it?
My pet snake. I keep unusual pets. I told you.
You keep very dangerous pets.
I said I keep dangerous pets.
Is this snake dangerous? I said, is this snake poisonous?
I'm being asked too many questions.
Take that snake away.
You're wearing thick gloves.
Yes, I am. Thick gloves are being worn this year.
Why are you wearing thick gloves?
Because I keep a snake. I keep unusual pets.
The man with the scar. What about him? Is he one of your dangerous pets?
I beg your pardon?
Who is the man with the scar?
Yes. Who is the man with the scar?
I don't know a man with a scar.
Then who is the man in the photograph?
Lesson